Fresh violence rocks several towns across Iraq, leaving a dozen fatalities. Three bomb blasts in a market in the city of Kirkuk have left at least six people dead. Meanwhile, three soldiers have been killed in a bomb explosion followed by militant gunfire at a security checkpoint in Tarmiya, north of the capital, Baghdad. Also, bombings in Tuzhar Matu, a town in Saladin province, have claimed three lives and injured dozens more. Monday was also a day of bloody terror attacks, with over 90 people losing their lives across the country. Since the start of May, as many as 370 people have died in a spate of bombings in Iraq. Let's find out what Zayed al-Issa thinks. He's a Middle East expert, and he joins us from London. Zayed al-Issa, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has come out and said some parliament members were to blame exploiting sectarian passions, as he said, for their own political interests. Now, the question is, who's backing these parliament members in provoking and inciting these sectarian passions?
Well, the main culprits are basically, he's talking about politicians who were originally from the Iraqi list. And those politicians are trying to revive their popularity, trying to revive their fortunes by jumping on the bandwagon and trying to give the impression to the people that they are actually supporting their demands. Those politicians are very strongly and staunchest allies and emphatically supported by Saudi Arabia and Qatar. They are the main backers for those politicians, and there is a desperate need by Saudi Arabia at the moment to start a sectarian civil war in Iraq, because the essential, patently deceitful myth that Saudi Arabia has propagated, that it is the guardian and defender of Sunni Islam, has been exposed due to its emphatic and unequivocal support to tyrannical regimes like Hosni Mubarak, Zain al-Abidin, and Saleh in Yemen, whom the Saudis offered their steadfast support to them, which basically gave the Saudi people the impression that their government is simply trying to hold at bay any democratic reform, and the Saudis needed to convince their people that they are engaged in an existential fight against an existential threat from the Shias and the Islamic Republic of Iran. That's why all the arming and the funding that went from Saudi Arabia and Qatar to Jabhat al-Nusra, which turned out to be part and parcel, an integral part of the Al-Qaeda, went from Saudi Arabia to prop up and shore up the Jabhat al-Nusra, which basically have moved. Now we have reports that all the arming that went to Jabhat al-Nusra is going back into Iraq, into the Anbar province, which was the main sanctuary and safe haven. And that's why the Saudis and Qataris are determined to throw all the weight and support behind the protests, which are being utilized and exploited by Al-Qaeda, in order to ensure that the violently sectarian rhetoric being propagated by those protests are utilized for further radicalization, and also to ramp up the recruitment for Al-Qaeda and to reactivate the sanctuaries in Anbar. All that basically is desperately needed to start off a sectarian war in Iraq, in order to punish Iraq for being vehemently opposed and fiercely against the strategy adopted by Saudi Arabia and Qatar of arming, funding, and also paying salaries to the foreign mercenaries that converged on Syria from all around the world. The Saudis and Qataris also want to make sure that Iraq is preoccupied and also bogged down its internal differences, and it's also a punishment for Iraq, because the foreign mercenaries in Syria are on the back foot. The Syrian army has managed to turn the tide against them and is now gaining ground. So the Saudis and the Qataris want to now direct their attention also at destabilizing, discrediting, and derailing the democratic system in Iraq. And that's why they push those politicians to call for an autonomous regional government in those Sunni areas in order to break up. The ultimate goal now is to break up Iraq, because the Saudis and Qataris are convinced now they cannot topple the entire regime of Iraq because of the steadfast commitment and deeply entrenched support by the overwhelming majority, who are the Shias, for this system. And that's why they're going to settle at the moment. For the time being, they want to settle for an extremist Sunni government that they want to turn into a puppet government that will have its own army and will have its own foreign policy that is totally allied and receives its instructions from Riyadh and Doha.
Thank you very much for that, Zaid Ali, a Middle East expert from London.